Thank you, Steve, for that honesty and for giving part of my talk. So this is a perfect lead into the confidence with which we walk and live, you know, in God's, in the gospel that we have. Well, I'm going to be giving the last teaching. Here we are at the last teaching for Pope Francis's Joy of the Gospel. Last week, I started on chapter 5, and that's where we learned that the Holy Spirit is the source of the inspiration and the joy to evangelize, as well as the one who completes the work of salvation in those who hear it. So we were exhorted to reach out, both with words of salvation and as well as actions that demonstrate God's love. So today we'll be finishing chapter 5 by talking about intercessory prayer and the Blessed Mother, and then I will try to briefly summarize what we've learned. That's a challenge. So many of us here at this prayer meeting are here as a result of someone who prayed for us. Here at the end of the exhortation of the Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis reminds us of the power of intercessory prayer as we reach out to all those to whom God sends us. St. Paul is a wonderful example for us because in his letters, many of the introductions are just full of concern for people. In Philippians, I'm just going to run through a few examples. In Philippians, he says, "I constantly pray for you in every one of my prayers for all of you because I hold you in my heart." In Romans, he declares, "I am longing to see you so that we may be strengthened together through our mutual faith, yours and mine." His letters are also full of gratitude for the new believers in each city where he preaches. In 1 Corinthians, he says, "I give thanks to God always for you because of the grace of God which was given to you in Christ Jesus." Paul found joy in what God was doing in the hearts and minds of the people that he met. The great men and women of God were great intercessors. And we know that through our prayers, we join God in his desire that each person come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We join him in establishing his kingdom here on earth and in fighting the powers of darkness, just like Steve was just saying. One of the most powerful intercessors that we have is Mary, the mother of the church. She is the one who yielded the most perfectly to the Holy Spirit, and she can lead us in loving her Son more completely. With her, we better understand the spirit of evangelization. Pope Francis denotes several pages at the end of his book to explaining how Jesus gave Mary to us as mother of the church. It was one of his last acts as he was dying on the cross. When he spoke to John and said, "Here is your mother," and then he said to Mary, "Here is your son." This is from John 19:26. Jesus also indicated the mutual relationship that all believers can have with his mother. So in a way, every Christian is, like Mary, a bride of God's word, a mother in the sense of being one who brings forth Christ to the world, and also one who loves Jesus deeply and reveals him to others. These are all characteristics of the Blessed Mother. As a true mother, Mary is with us in our daily struggles and constantly surrounds us with the love of God. She whose heart was pierced by a sword understands our human pain and suffering and leads us in how to love others who are also in need of God's love. Well, Pope Francis asks Mary, as mother of the living gospel, to intercede that this new phase of evangelization will be accepted by the entire church. He invites believers to look to her to help us proclaim the message of salvation to all. She only desires that all love her son Jesus and that each one knows of his love for them. When we look to Mary, we see that humility and tenderness are not virtues of the weak, but of the strong, who do not need to treat others poorly in order to feel important themselves. We can ask her maternal intercession that the church may become home for many peoples. The book closes with a beautiful prayer from Pope Francis. It's fairly long, and I'm just going to read one stanza of it. But thanks to Terry, we have a printed copy of that prayer that I'm going to give out at the end of the meeting. I forgot to bring it up here. Mary, Virgin and Mother, you who, moved by the Holy Spirit, welcomed the Word of Life in the depths of your humble faith, as you gave yourself completely to the Eternal One, help us to say our own yes to the urgent call, as pressing as ever, to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And at the end of when I'm talking, I'll give these cards to Bob or David, and we can pass them out. Well, for the last few minutes here, I'd like to review briefly some of the highlights of our study. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah 52, 7 through 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good tidings, who announces peace, who brings good tidings of good, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. So we're going to practice here for a minute what we've been preaching, and I would like everybody to stand up, please. When I give the signal, I'd like to ask you to take 1 to 2 minutes to reach out to the people around you. And I realize this is preaching to the choir, but we're going to start here and share the good news of Jesus' saving personal love for each person. Speak from your heart, receive joy from each other, and affirm the beauty that you see in each other. Go. Okay, I gave you 3 minutes. All right, y'all go ahead and have a seat. Okay, go ahead and have a seat. Okay, go ahead and have a seat. Y'all quit loving each other. Praise God. To read from Isaiah again, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news. So the joy that I saw in pouring forth from you all is beautiful. How beautiful on the mountains. When you speak or you hear that God reigns in the lives of the people around you, it is beautiful. The team that gave these teachings is hoping that what we have heard and read in the last couple of months will be like a seed that is planted in our souls, that it will take root in our individual and communal souls and grow into a continual harvest of souls for God's kingdom. But we have a little work to do before, so that the seed falls on good ground. Weeds of selfishness and complacency have to be rooted out. Pope Francis exhorts us to stop being indifferent to the poor and those in the margins of society, to reach out and to be involved in people's lives. We've learned that evangelizing is not about what we do, but who we are. We cannot give away what we ourselves do not possess. There are some cultural challenges, too, to living the gospel, like the emphasis on money and overexposure to mass media. Threats to the family weaken the fabric of our entire society. Unfair economic systems and attacks on religious freedom stifle Christians in various countries. We know that not every chapter of this exhortation that we have been studying will touch each person equally. You may or may not grasp certain parts or certain points the Pope made, but we should all grasp the heart of the gospel message that God the Father has revealed his immense love through the crucified and risen Jesus. It is a message of great joy for each person that they are infinitely loved. What a blessing to be reviewing this message on Palm Sunday, on the eve of Holy Week. I'd like to close with a scripture from Zechariah 9, 9 through 10. So if you want to turn to Zechariah. Zechariah is towards the end. It is, no, it's Zephaniah. Yeah, well, it's very close to the end, yeah. Yeah, 9, 9 through 10. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Steve, I thought about you with this verse 10. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim. That chariot from Ephraim is the attacking army that's coming from Ephraim. And I will cut off the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow will be cut off. And he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As our King comes to us this Easter season, humble and yet victorious, let us imitate the crowds of Palm Sunday. Let's raise our voices of praise and rejoicing to him. We proclaim his dominion is from sea to sea to the ends of the earth. You know, the whole world is hungry for God. The fields are white with harvest. Where will God find a people who are ready to share his love with all? If not us, then who? Amen.